Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, and I'm Denny Nugent with today's question concerning self-examination. The Bible repeatedly calls professing believers to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5 is the go-to passage here. Test yourself, it says, to prove your profession is genuine. Well, John, why does the New Testament so frequently call Christians to examine themselves?
Well, because it is so dangerous to be deceived. You know, you're better off to be an out-and-out pagan who says, I am not a Christian, I'm not interested in being a Christian. You're better off to be in that situation or to be somebody in a false religion, you know, Islam or even a cult like Mormonism or Jehovah's Witnesses. You're better off to be in something that is clearly not biblical, clearly not Christian at all, so that you know you're not a biblical Christian, than to think you're a biblical Christian and not be one. I talked to a man just the other day who said, I'm Jewish, but he said, I'm saved. And I said, what do you mean you're saved? He said, yeah, a guy told me this prayer. And he said, if you just say these words, you're saved. And I figured, what the heck? I might as well be saved. What can I lose? Well, what kind of a response is that? This is a man who doesn't even know what it means to be a genuine believer. All through the New Testament, there are warnings about being deceived about your spiritual condition, thinking you belong to God, thinking you belong to Christ when you don't. That's the most dangerous religious position to be in. That's why you need to examine yourself.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.